Welcome to Couples Therapy in 7 Words. I'm your co-host, Judy Alexander, and I'm here with my husband, Dr. Bruce Chalmers.
Hello, Judy. Hello, viewers and listeners. Judy, tell folks the wonderfully modest title for today's episode.
The magic key that solves all relationship problems.
Yes, indeed. You know, we've been doing this now for, what, 3 years?
I think
this is episode 124 or something like that. And I, you know, we now have to come clean that we've been holding out on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We have the simple magic key. It's a phrase.
Oh.
A simple magic key that solves all relationship problems. We've been holding out because, you know, we want people to look at our stuff and buy our books and things like that.
Okay.
But I finally felt guilty enough that we need to let people know the magic key that solves all relationship problems. If that isn't a teaser, that people are going to listen to our little commercials right now and then stay tuned for this
podcast. So today's the day.
Today is the day we are going to give you the magic key that solves all relationship problems. And the funny thing is, look, is that ridiculous? Of course that's ridiculous. Having said that, believe it or not, this is not completely facetious.
Okay.
I actually claim that I think I've stumbled on or hit upon the magic key. That's all.
And just so our viewers and listeners know, I don't even know what that magic key is yet. So I am looking forward to hearing from you.
That's right.
Magic key is.
And if we had any relationship problems, this would solve them. But of course, you know, you don't know about it because we don't have any relationship problems.
That's true.
There we are. So
there we are.
Maybe that's a bit of an overstatement too. I don't know. But in any case, here we are. So before we reveal that astonishingly deep phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some stuff that we're just really excited about around here. So let's start off with the little commercial for my books.
Okay.
That launched this podcast, really.
Okay, so we want to talk about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
First one first.
Reigniting
the Spark, Why Stable Relationships Lose Intimacy and How to Get It Back.
That's available anywhere you can buy books. And if you happen to go to the Amazon site, you'll see you can get the Kindle version and also the audio version that I recorded. And also, more recently, we have
It's Not About Communication, Why Everything You Know About Couples Therapy Is Wrong.
Absolutely. And that one just came out a few months ago as we're recording this in July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you will get hold of that one as well. And that one actually has a couple of chapters that bear somewhat on what we're going to talk about today, the wonderful
magic key
that solves all relationship problems. Yes, that one actually hints at it. It doesn't really say it as explicitly as we're going to say it today, but it does hint at it. But before we do that, we also want to offer a word from our sponsor.
Yes, and that would be The Blue Tent, Erotic Tales from the Bible by Laria Zilber.
Indeed, The Blue Tent. And as the subtitle tells you, it is a book of erotica. It is quite explicit.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're into explicit erotica, I think you will love this book. If you don't want explicit erotica, then by golly, pass it up and buy something you like.
Well, you know, I've been reading a lot on the internet lately, on TikTok and Instagram. And everybody, all the couples therapists and sex therapists I've been seeing keep talking about how you should read erotica to enhance your sex life.
Mm-hmm.
And, The Blue Tent, I can't recommend that enough. Very titillating book.
It's
book to get you in the mood.
To get you in the mood. And it's also really intelligent. You know,
it's very intelligent. It's not your, you know, schlocky porn.
No, exactly. Or your schlocky erotica, which
true.
I've seen a fair amount of as well. You
know,
this is like, these are worth reading even if you're not trying to get in the mood to have really hot sex. And it's even better if you are. so there you are. And so we do hope you will purchase that and enjoy it. You'll see, if you happen to be watching the video version of this podcast, you'll see floating above our heads when I've edited this, lariazilber.com. That's LariaZylber, lariazilber.com. And that's where you can get information on how to acquire that book. Or you can go to Amazon and search for it.
Right, because it's available paperback, Kindle, and audio version, which I did the audio. version.
Judy did the audio version, and it is a beautifully done audio as well.
Thank you.
So let's get on with our conversation. So I suppose you want me to tell you the magic key that solves all relationship problems.
I am dying to know what that magic key is since you brought it up.
Yes. I feel like we ought to, you know, have a drum roll like they do on those shows when they're, you know, and the winner of Dancing with the Stars is, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to come out and tell you, and then it's going to require some explanation,
okay,
right? And I'm just going to say it. Rather than anticipating how one might react, I'll go ahead and say it. You notice how I'm...
Say it! Say it!
This, right? Now you want it, now you want it. Here it is. The magic key that solves all relationship problems is to have the ability to be mildly annoyed. Let me say that again so that people actually heard that. The magic key that solves all relationship problems, I'll address that in a moment. Mm-hmm. What, all, really? Yes, it's the ability to be mildly annoyed.
To be mildly annoyed or mildly annoying?
Well, I think actually that's a good corollary. That's a very good corollary. The willingness to be mildly annoying,
that is
excellent. You know, I hadn't thought of that. That actually fits with a lot of the stuff that I've talked about in my books about the willingness to raise anxiety.
So who's the one that's supposed to be mildly annoyed?
All of us have the ability to... I'm not saying we're supposed to be mildly annoyed. I'm saying we have to have the ability to be mildly annoyed. Uh-huh. Now, let's parse this a little bit.
As opposed to being totally pissed off.
Bingo. There you go. Uh-huh. As opposed to being totally pissed off. In other words, as opposed to having it be a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cognitive behavioral folks would be all over this. They would say, yeah, absolutely. Don't catastrophize, you know? So... But that ability to be mildly annoyed turns out to be really key. It's fascinating. I find it fascinating. That's why I'm saying. And I want to justify my absurdly overstated premise here.
Mm-hmm.
The magic key that solves all relationship problems, seriously? Well, starting with couple relationships, which is what, of course, our podcast is mainly about.
Mm-hmm.
Couple relationships require, there was, you know, I should have looked up this reference before we went on here, and folks, you can Google this. It's.
Do you want to pause and then we can look it up?
No, nah, I'm not going to do that. we do this, I mean, it's taped, but we're doing it live, so no, I'm not going to pause now. No, anybody can Google this. The author's name is Alain, A-L-A-I-N something or other. There's a brilliant reference. Alain something or other. And he was in the New York Times. I think he also wrote a book with a similar title.
Mm-hmm.
And the title is Why You Will Marry the Wrong Person.
Mm-hmm.
And came out sometime in the last 6-7 years, something like that. You can find it. It's the New York Times website. So if you Google New York Times, Why You Will Marry the Wrong Person, you will definitely find this article. Many people have done that. And
mm-hmm.
so it's readily available. And what he talks about is that And I'll paraphrase, you can read his own article, but what I'm remembering from it is everybody's going to be mildly annoyed. Now, he didn't say it in exactly those terms, but, you know, what you're choosing when you choose a partner is the particular set of annoyances you're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, I would say I would never want to describe our relationship that way. You know, I think of our relationship in terms of celebration and joy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's truth even in a lovely relationship that... You know, one of the reasons I think we have a relationship of celebration and joy is that even the things that are mildly annoying, because they're mildly annoying, because we have such gratitude for our relationship, I'll speak for myself, but I think
I'm
speaking
for you too,
that's
accurate.
That even the annoyances are just funny.
Mm-hmm.
They don't contribute to a narrative of, oh my God, I picked the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
They contribute to a narrative of, oh, isn't that sweet? We have annoyances, even though we just totally love each other and enjoy each other's existence. So, you know, the gratitude part, when that's dominant,
mm-hmm.
the annoyances, it's not that they're not there at all. And
right.
I've often said this to you, you know, I'd rather be mildly annoyed by you than not. And of course, so I want to expand it now. Because when I say I'm being rather grandiose here, aren't I? I'm saying this isn't just about couple relationships, the ability to be mildly annoyed. This is about all relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I have said for decades, and since you've known me, you've heard me say this various times, I like being members of a synagogue where they don't do things the way I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that idea that says, yeah, I should be a little annoyed by what they do, because
uh-huh.
that's more lively than everything they do is exactly the way I like it.
Mm, that's true.
that sense of politics. Oh my God, politics. When we have a system, and you know, we're both old enough to remember lots of ins and outs of the American system. You know, we're going through a really hard time now. But you know, I'm remembering the days of when the Civil Rights Act was up for passage and how incredibly, you know, the language that was being used on both sides of that, especially on the side of people who were just all about bigotry. And so we've been through hard times before. What has held us together is that we are seriously annoyed by the whoever the opposition is, whichever side of something you're on, but we're seriously annoyed, but we're still feeling like we have a common project. The common project being we think it's good to live in this kind of system, which means being with people who moderately annoy you. And I remember reading this, and we were talking about this just the other day. Remember I was saying, where does the word politics come from? Remember the answer to that?
Well, yeah, from polis or polity, the Greek.
Yeah, and polis
It
means
means
city.
city.
It means city, yeah. The idea being that politics is the art of figuring out how to live with and share power with people who are not like you, like in cities. Because when you're in cities, there's all kinds of people who come from all over the place. It's not just your own village where everybody's more or less, you know,
Right, has
has the
those
same
certain
values.
expectation values,
Yeah.
right.
So politics is about working with people who moderately annoy you. And if they annoy you too much, then political systems break down and you get violence and you get fascism and you get, you know, various kinds of systems that would quash anybody who, it's not just that they annoy you, you have to exterminate them. I mean, God, we're Jews. We know what that's about.
We sure do.
You know, given the and not just, unfortunately, not just recent history, particularly the history of with the Nazis, but you know, that notion that, oh, you're not just moderately annoying, you're, you know, we have to, you're dangerous, we have to exterminate you.
Right.
And so the art of living with people who moderately annoy you turns out to be a very lively art. And that is the same thing I'm claiming as is true in a couple relationship. That if you can be with somebody and recognize right from the get-go that whatever it is you have with each other will also involve some moderate annoyance, then you can enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I think if the mildly annoying part doesn't become too overwhelmingly
Right,
annoying,
right.
then that makes for a good relationship. But if you have somebody that's constantly annoying you, not a good relationship. So
Well,
yes, so I guess the phrase there is mildly annoying as opposed
mildly
to.
or moderately, whatever. Yeah, that and the key there, of course, I'm not at all denying that there are deal breakers. Of
Yeah.
course, there are deal breakers.
Well, nobody's going to
Yeah.
get along 100% of the time or agree on everything. God knows how boring that would be.
Well, isn't that interesting? And as this is a therapist cliche, the stuff that attracts you is also the stuff that annoys you.
That's true.
And you know, and I've so often pointed that out, you know, to, well, both men and women this works with. You know, being a cisgendered heterosexual man, I'm thinking, especially for men, but I think you can tell me, I think it works for women too. If you're heterosexual, just that, you know, if you're heterosexual, you're looking for somebody who is going to be different from you in a variety of ways, some of which you find attractive, and others of which you will find, the flip side of the same stuff people find attractive, they will find annoying at times. That's just going to be the case.
Yeah, I'm trying to think who was the author? It was Anne Tyler, and it was one of the Anne authors
One of those famous Anne novelists.
who had a line in one of her novels that what attracted what attracts you to your partner in the first place is often what drives you crazy later
Oh,
on.
yeah. And that's why I say that's basically a
That was
therapist
what,
cliche. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah, that is, and it sort of stands to reason because you're looking for someone who is quite different from yourself.
Right.
And that's true, by the way, even if you're gay or even, you know, whatever your sexual orientation is, you're,
Yeah.
people are always looking for someone who completes them rather than duplicates them.
Right.
And some of that will prove just almost, it's almost a mathematical certainty, you know. Some of that will surprise you, and some of those surprises won't be happy ones.
Yeah, it's like oftentimes when people wonder why does that good girl looking for the bad boy,
Yes,
and
indeed.
he's exciting, he represents something that she's not used to, and But they don't make for good partners.
Well, they do, or they do until they don't.
For the most part, they don't.
That's
you know?
Right.
You know, that's often what you hear from, well, you probably hear it more than I do.
Well, sure.
Of relationships that don't work out because, you know, I went with the bad boy and, yeah. you know, there it happened.
And that one, look, there's my favorite thing about stability and intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about, you know, good girl going with bad boy
mm-hmm.
is it's all about intimacy
mm-hmm.
and there's not much chance of stability.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then the folks who go with stability end up finding themselves feeling sort of dead, either, you know, depressed or they're susceptible to an affair.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, as I've often used the metaphor, some, you know, like a plant trying to crack the sidewalk. Somebody tries to crack the sidewalk because lack of intimacy becomes destabilizing.
Mm-hmm.
So for all of those reasons, you're going to find someone. It's like the guy was saying in that article, you're going to find someone who annoys you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will quote unquote pick the wrong person, but of course, that doesn't mean that everybody's the right person either.
It's
interesting because I would claim, you know, I say the magic key that solves all relationship problems is the ability to be mildly annoyed. That even applies when you're getting divorced from someone. That the way you solve a relationship problem when you have encountered deal breakers and have decided to divorce still requires the capability of being mildly annoyed,
mm-hmm.
even maybe moderately annoyed,
mm-hmm.
rather than feeling like, oh my God, they're literally or figuratively trying to kill me.
Mm.
Because that's what makes for these awful, you know, we all know folks who go through the divorce from hell.
Yeah.
These awful divorces where the children are collateral damage
mm-hmm.
and the community sometimes is collateral damage,
yeah.
friends and family and everything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people involved, of course, are miserable. And if they were able to engage in what I'm claiming is better politics, they might still get divorced, probably would, but they would get divorced in a way that would be supportive of the world rather than destructive of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I claiming it's a magic key, I could have claimed it's a sacred key. There's something about it that has to do with the whole concept of I'm hesitating in the phrase tikkun olam because I think it's overused,
mm-hmm.
but I'll use it anyway. For those of you who aren't Jewish or don't know the phrase, tikkun olam refers to repairing the world. And the original meaning was really quite different from how it's often used now, especially in progressive circles. But the point is, what we do matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement of faith. We all matter. Everybody on this earth matters.
Mm-hmm.
And to act in ways that are supportive of the world, supportive of peace and life is a good thing to do. And that's true even if you're in the middle of a divorce. And it's especially true if you're not in the middle of a divorce, if you're in the middle of a relationship
mm-hmm.
that you'd like to improve.
Yeah.
And it comes back to that ability to not freak the heck out when somebody's annoying you.
So is that going along with your don't panic?
It totally goes along with my don't panic. Thank you for bringing that around to our seven words, right? Be kind, don't panic, and have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, you can be kind if you don't panic,
mm-hmm.
and you can not panic if you have faith. And indeed, yeah, this magic key, really, as you've just tied it up nicely, you know, the magic key is really all about the don't panic.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so somebody's annoying you, don't panic. Work with it, you know, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, oftentimes the freak out part is what drives both partners crazy.
Yes, exactly. And triggers both partners.
Yeah.
They trigger each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that does feel dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question, of course, I would imagine one might ask when I'm saying something as silly as the magic key that solves all relationship problems is if that made it easy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, okay, smarty, you know, people might well say to me. So I have to be moderately annoyed, you know, you haven't met my partner, you know, and right, I haven't met your partner, unless you happen to be one of the folks I'm working with, in which case I probably have met your partner. But the point is, I don't mean to be trivializing
mm-hmm.
how difficult that can be.
Mm-hmm.
It is really, as you point out, it really is about the not panic part. Because again, I'm not saying solving all relationship problems doesn't mean you're going to stay together.
That's true.
It means you're not going to freak out even if you split up. And it can mean, if you're staying together in particular, it can mean elevating your relationship to the domain of the sacred, to really feeling like it's a deeply meaningful part of who you are. And I think that's good for the world. That's certainly good for the people involved and good for the world. So that's what I think
so
is.
There you go.
Yeah,
there's
the magic.
Solved all the problems.
Solved all the problems. You know, in spite of that, I think we should continue to do this podcast. I'm not going to give up. You know, I thought, well, now that I've solved all the problems, I could just give up my practice and figure it out because all the problems are solved. But somebody has to tell the folks about how to solve the simple way
that's
of solving
true.
All the problems.
Not so. Every troubled couple is watching this podcast.
That's right. Yeah, most of them are. But some troubled couples have not yet heard. So that, folks, there's our segue to point out you should let people, everybody out there, you should let people know about this podcast, which we have just solved all of your problems with. And, you know, spread the word and let other people know that there is a...
And we can't stop doing it because we've got other guests lined up.
That is true, and they're really neat people. So we, that's
yes,
true.
They
we,
are.
I guess we can't stop doing it because we have all these other people who will tell you other stuff that probably will actually help you with your relationship problems as well, in case you don't happen to apply the magic key that solves all relationship problems.
That's true.
Yes, indeed. So, indeed, tell folks if they would like to suggest.
Yes, and, yes. Yeah. Yes, so we do have a bunch of guests lined up in the next few weeks. And if you yourself would like to be a guest on our show, or if you know somebody whom you think will be a wonderful guest, you can go to our website, ctn7.com, and there's a place to fill out being a guest and to schedule a calendar time. And there's also some place to write in a listener question if you have questions that you'd like us to talk about your relationship. CT in 7, that's the numeral 7, not don't spell it out.
Yeah, ctin7.com.
Right. CT, couplestherapyin7.com.
Yeah, and actually, if you want to spell the whole thing out, couplestherapyin7words.com, all
get there.
Spelled out.
Yep.
That'll get there too. We have both of those domain names, the
mm-hmm.
wonders of the things you can do on the internet.
And, you know, if you go to that website, you can also sign up for Bruce's newsletter.
You
have
absolutely
a
can.
Monthly newsletter that comes out with all kinds of good information and points to ponder and the big question.
I think fun stuff. Yeah. I write it in a kind of a, you know, off the cuff and slightly irreverent style. I try not to be too obscene, but you never
true.
Know.
And if you sign up for the newsletter, you get a free PDF of one of Bruce's booklets, 7 Words to Jumpstart Your Love Life.
Yes, indeed. And you can also, by the way, you can there's a couple other books that I've written, those
mm-hmm.
booklets.
Mm-hmm.
You can find those if you go to ctn7.com. You'll find there's a books tab that'll take you right over to
mm-hmm.
my website where I've listed all my books. And you can get a hold of that one, 7 Words to Jumpstart Your Love Life. There is a paperback version you can buy, and there is a audio version you can buy, and a Kindle version you can buy. But you don't have to buy it. Just sign up for my website, and you'll get the PDF, which is also same stuff
of
right?
that one. But if you
one.
Want the other books,
the other books, yes, you should
go to
the website.
And if you go to the website, you can also find our
merch.
And if you're watching this, you will see our beautiful mugs in the
11.
In the 11 and 15 ounce sizes mm-hmm. with our beautiful logo on one side and our 7 letter motto on the other
seven
side.
Words, yes.
7 word, 7 word motto. Be kind, don't panic, and have faith on the other side.
Yep.
They make very nice gifts. You can also buy t-shirts and tote bags and also find ways to order the book.
Indeed.
Books.
So let's just put in another word from our sponsor before we go. And our sponsor is
The Blue Tent, Erotic Tales from the Bible by Laria Zilber.
Yes, indeed. Laria Zilber is a pseudonym. We're not telling exactly who Laria Zilber is, though you never know what people might guess. They'd probably be right, but leaving aside that. And it is a wonderfully written book of erotic tales, as the
short stories, 10 short stories taken from the Bible.
Yep, with a neat little kind of story around it, a narrative mm-hmm. around it that sort of wraps it up. That's where the notion of the blue tent comes from, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check that out. Available from the Amazon site. That's mm-hmm. really where you're going to get a hold of this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to lariazilber.com, LariaZylber, lariazilber.com, you will get full information. And you can also sign up for Laria's mailing list as
That's
well.
That's true.
And you'll be notified of any new developments because I am told she is working on another book. So there's another book in the offing, and we will, when it happens, we will certainly let you all know about it. And so will she if you sign up for her mailing list. And so until next time,
remember, be kind,
don't panic,
and have faith.